Hey, you guys. Oh my gosh. Happy December. This is Jade Hooper with the Why in the Hell Not podcast. This is for people who want to be limitless, who are relentless, chasing their goals and dreams, A to the men. All right, you guys. So I took a little break of time and it feels so good. And what was so crazy is I actually learned that a lot of people in leadership who have podcasts, who spend time pouring into other people, do take about the same amount of time that I did, like this kind of like hiatus, this like break, time to grow, time to renew. And I'm really grateful for it, to be honest with you, because you can't pour from like an empty cup. And I have been through so much in my life. I've seen so many ups and so many downs and so many regains to the ups. And I want to be able to share that with you, like, well, you know. And so, like, how are you? How's it going? I'm so excited for you to be here. And if you're a first-time listener, my name is Jade Hooper. I am a 31-year-old mom of three, and I've been an entrepreneur now for a really long time. You know, I was a hairstylist. I was a salon manager, had my first child. I was broken, struggling, fighting with my husband over money, trying to do everything that I could to save money and make money, making homemade laundry soap, washing my clothes in the bathtub, and network marketing. This company allowed me to take my hard work and my willingness and direct it into something that was going to just change my whole entire life, is what I've been able to do. And so I'm just really glad that you're here. So we are officially now kicking off season two of my podcast. And my question for you really quick is, like, when's the last time that you dreamed, but like, I'm glad that you're dreaming, right? But when's the last time you started chasing it? And that's how my podcast was born. My podcast was a space where, like, I've been wanting something for such a long time, and I was so scared that I wasn't enough, that I couldn't do it, that no one would want to listen. Like, oh my gosh, I just let fear take me out of the game. I was thinking of this like bigger picture, like, oh, what if only a couple people listen? But isn't that what it's about? You know, when I first started my network marketing business, I remember listening to this leadership call, and this girl who is at the top of the company said, you know, the way that you're going to get to where you want to go is by helping a lot of other people get to where they want to go. And it just starts with one. It just starts with one. And we get so obsessed and so focused on this like giant, you know, thing that we're missing how you bake a pie, how you make a cake, how you build a house. It's small. How a human is created. It's small. All big things come from small things, and that grow with momentum. And so I counted myself out for so long, and I just had this calling on my heart to go for it and do it. And so I did. And now we've had over 100,000 listeners to my podcast. Like, what? Like, what? How crazy is that? So when's the last time you were dreaming? And when's the last time you counted yourself out? And then when's the last time you just said, you know what? I cannot sit in this space any longer. I will not be here. I am so grateful for what I have, but I'm not going to accept that this is it for me. And then you started running after more. I want to invite you to do that. It is December. We are literally at the beginning of something so big, so powerful, so incredible. I truly feel that my word for 2021 is going to be abundance, is going to be having all the things that you can have it all. So much happiness, so much growth, so much work, but to much of whom is given, much is required. And I am so ready, so excited, so here for all that the universe, all that God has for me. Are you? Are you? Listen, friend, my best advice that I can give you is stop waiting until you feel like you can. Stop waiting to feel like you're good enough. You got to just stop all that. You have to just go anyways. The only thing that's between you and your dream, your goal, is it's just this space. And we call this space a comfort zone. And this comfort zone is literally going to look like, have you ever seen Harry Potter? We're just going to throw a big Harry Potter shout out because I'm a Harry Potter kind of girl. So if you're a Harry Potter lover, I want you to go share that you're listening to this on your Instagram stories, Facebook stories, TikTok, whatever. And I want you to just tag me and say, I'm a Harry Potter girl. I'm a Harry Potter guy because aren't we all? But I can't even remember the stinking name of it now that I'm saying a Harry Potter girl, but like whatever. There's the part where they are in front of the that cabinet or whatever. And the professor was looking at the kids and said, okay, I want you to think of the thing that you're scared, most scared of. And then I want you to say ridiculous. And then that thing that you're afraid of is going to turn into something so funny or ridiculous. Okay. And so they did every single time, you know, there was a spider with skates on, then there was Snape with grandmother's clothes and like all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so I want you to understand and know that that is literally what your fears are. They're ridiculous. They are ridiculous. They are ridiculous. And so what I want you to do is, friend, I know you're afraid. I know you're nervous. We're all afraid and we're all nervous. That's why we cry. It's like we literally could have nothing happening. We can watch a movie. We can watch a movie. We're not even in the movie. And there could be scary stuff happening and we our hearts are beating. Our hearts are racing. We can watch something sad. All of a sudden we're bawling our eyes out. We can watch something funny. We're laughing our tails off. We are so, our emotions are just so in tune with like what we see, even the things we don't. And so if you can train your brain to, even though one side of you is like, oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if someone says no? What if I put myself out there and someone makes fun of me? What if someone judges me? What if it doesn't work? What if this? What if that? I want you to just train your brain to say ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And smile. This is ridiculous. I am a diamond. This is ridiculous. I'm not afraid. It's ridiculous. I am a diamond. I am made for more. I am meant to have all the things. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to just say it, call it out there, because no one can do it for you. There's no one going to be holding your hand in your home while you're at your job, while you're at school. There's going to be no one there guiding you through this process. You are your own boss, okay? You are your own boss. And you're the one that has to hold yourself accountable. You're the one that has to push yourself through your comfort zone. You're the one that has to have grit. You're the one that has to cry and push through it anyways. It's worth it. You want to know how I got to diamond? 6 a.m. mornings. 1, 2, 3 a.m. nights. Pushing. Kids throwing things all over the place, looking like a hot mess, but your girl showed up. I showed where I was going. I showed where I come from. I showed the things I wanted, what's on my dream board, the things I want to have, why I believed in myself, why other people should believe in themselves too. Every single day. Messaged until I couldn't message anymore. Followed up until I couldn't follow up anymore. Grew my network. So that way more and more people, I could find the Jades of the world. You know, the world is like, you've kind of got to be your own strainer in like a sense. You know, there's billions of people on social media, but not all of them are going to be joining you. I mean, I think that just has to be like common sense, right? Like everybody has like a type, like when they're in a relationship, everybody, like that's how the world is. So when you are posting, when you are messaging, when you are following up and you are growing your network and you cycle through this, it's just straining more and more and more to find your people. And you've got to do that. And I just want you to know that I'm just so proud of you. I really, really am. I'm so proud of you. And right now is the time where you're going to lay your foundation. Right now is that foundation. Right now is that springboard. If you have bad habits, and you know if you do, because you're the, oh, I need to or I should, you're that kind of person, like you're in that kind of space, that's not good. If you're like, I should do this and I should do that, or I just need to do this so I can do this, that's not a good space to be in. So right now you have 31 days and it only takes 21 days. of submerging yourself, immersing yourself, immersion, of doing what you need to do, of posting, messaging, following up, growing your network, of writing in your planner every single day, every single person that you're talking to. Do those 3 TikToks a day. You know, show up on all the social medias.
What is that guy doing?
You just need to do that for 21 days. And you will be going into the new year with all the habits of a leader, all the habits of a successful person. You'll have it.
You will have all the things.
What do you think? Game on. Setting yourself up, building the strongest foundation that you can right now, so that way you can build a 4-5-figure income next year. Making that dream board and putting those credit cards, putting that car, putting that home that you want, that dream apartment, paying off your student loans, taking your family on a vacation, building that savings. That's going to be the fuel to that fire. And your habits are the foundation. What are you going to do with it? I'm here for it. I'm ready to go. I'm so freaking pumped. And you can watch me and you can look at me and pick out all the reasons why I can do it and you can't. Or you can say, because Jade Hooper did it, I can do it. No excuses. Let's go. And I hope that that is where you're at. So friends, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so thankful for you. Make sure you show me, share this on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. Tag me at Jade Hooper. And I'm so excited for official season 2 of my Why the Hell Not podcast. And I can't wait to see where this takes me. Let me know. DM me any requests that you have. And guys, let's just freaking kill it. 2021 is about abundance. It is about growth. It is about momentum. It is about all the things that you wish that you could ever have. It is on the table of life waiting for you to reach out and grab it. And you're going to either do it or you're not. All right, guys. Love you so much. See you later.